Aloha kākou. I'm Noe Tanigawa. Welcome to the Aloha Friday Conversation, art, culture, and ideas in Hawaii. In our few months together, we've seen a lot in Honolulu's Chinatown. We followed wound care on the street. We saw despair among shop owners and residents in this incredibly picturesque neighborhood. This week, the Chinatown Watch website logged nudity, public defecation, and a robbery at knife point. Look, on the other hand, there are signs of hope, and they're coming from the art community. The city of Honolulu has opened the way for an art center above the new Chinatown Satellite City Hall, and owners with proven track records are stepping into Peggy Hopper's former gallery. Andy Friedlander is principal broker at Colliers International, which handled the Hopper sale. I asked Andy if he thinks lower rents are coming to Chinatown.
Let me share with you why rents are what they are in Chinatown to start with. If you think about Chinatown, it's not like a shopping center. Shopping centers open at 9 or 10 in the morning, and they go to 8, 9, 10, or 11 at night. And most retails does that. Chinatown, when the offices are full, there's a 45-minute lunch hour, and there might be pau hana. That's it. It's not like regular shopping. If the offices are closed on Saturday and Sunday, there's virtually no business during the day. It's a very different environment that retails have to exist in. And they can't pay the rent that other places charge because they're not open for the same amount of hours. They don't have the same amount of traffic. So you have to understand that to figure out what people can pay. With that said, yes, there's going to be a lot of tenants that go out of business and will not be back.
So will rents go down?
Yes. Rents will go down because a landlord has to have some rent coming in to pay its mortgage, to pay common area maintenance charges, etc. It's going to be tough for a couple of years, I believe.
From what you know, would a property owner do everything they could to help who's already in there stay there for their own self-interest?
Yes, some do and some don't. Colliers represents 8, 10, 12 million square feet of space in property management. We have some landlords that will bend backwards and inside and upside down to help their tenants stay there because they don't want to have a vacancy. They'd rather collect CAM, common area maintenance, than zero. So a lot of landlords are of that ilk. There are some landlords who say, no, you're in there. I have a mortgage to pay. Pay me my rent. So it's totally different, Noe. Each landlord's got their own thought process. But some say, oh yes, I'll give you free rent for the next 6 months. But then I want that double rent for the next year. I want that all paid back. And these tenants are not going to be able to pay it back because things are going to continue to be slow for the foreseeable future.
What's the way out on this, Andy?
Time.
But who's paying rent meanwhile?
Therein lies the problem. It's not going to be easy. Most tenants are going to have to go away. And so there might be bankruptcies. Some landlords will say, stay in there. Just pay me something and we'll work it out later. And those, in my opinion, those are the smart landlords. Because to have a vacancy, when are you going to fill it? And if you have a vacancy, you're going to have to pay tenant improvement allowances, commissions, and you're going to be vacant for what, a year? So you're better off keeping the tenant you have.
Yeah, this is really tough stuff. And I was reading that retail and hotels have been the property's hardest hit. Is that what you've seen?
Retail, hotels. And the question is, what's going to happen with office space? Because many people don't want to be in high-rise offices. They don't want to be riding the elevators, but some are okay with it. And then many people are learning that you can work from home effectively.
I was just reading that Morgan Stanley expects work at home to triple by 2024.
I believe that, yes. And that's what's going on with the housing boom all over the country. People are moving out of the major cities and buying homes all across the country where they have more space to live and a better lifestyle. Some are already coming here. The very wealthy are going to Kauai and the Big Island in the resort homes, but many people are coming to Kahala from California that can afford to work from anywhere.
What's going to happen to downtown, our office spaces?
Only time will tell. there's certain companies that are saying, no, we're gonna give more space to our people in the office, and we'll rotate. So some people will be on 2 days a week, and they'll alternate Wednesdays, and the other people will be on 2 days a week and alternate Wednesdays. So there's a lot of that conversation that's taking place, but there's nothing that's been determined yet.
What was the occupancy in office space downtown Honolulu before COVID?
It was actually growing nicely, like 87 or 88%.
What do you think we're at now?
It has not changed a lot right now because people have leases. So you can't walk away from a lease if you're a reputable tenant in an office building. But again, most of the offices, their people are working from home. I'm aware of several companies that are looking to sublease a lot of their space just because they're finding that people can work from home effectively and they can cut down that overhead of that rent.
I mean, this is a huge transition that's starting here, Andy.
All over the world, including here, yes. And I'm going to let you at some point in time talk to Miley Meyer about that. She's terrific. She and her partner are opening her gallery down there. And I think that's going to be an awesome opportunity. And Miley's energy is so terrific that she will help bring back this part of Chinatown.
If you just thought about it, what kinds of businesses do you think would be successful in Chinatown? Honolulu's Chinatown.
Chinatown to me is so charming. It's got a special vibe to it. People come from all over and they love Chinatown. They come from all over the world and they visit Chinatown and they love it. So I'd like to see more of what's there now. I don't see any new businesses coming in that can flourish other than the type that's there now. You know, the deeper end of Chinatown's got all the markets, and I think that's terrific. And then there's restaurants and different stores, and you'll find stores there that are not anywhere else on the island. I want to see that flourish.
Those are the very stores we fear for. The
yes.
herbalist shops,
yes.
the sweet shop, the yes. char siu shop.
Oh, that crack seed shop on Bethel Street.
Right. There.
Yes, a lot of restaurants are going to close. And I think many of those shops will also.
What do you think the timeline is on that?
For everyone, it's going to be different. But I don't see how these guys can continue. There's virtually no income. It's a disaster at the moment, but I'm absolutely confident it will come back.
Why?
Because I've seen it happen many times. The merchants get together and their optimism and their openness, I'm not sure when it'll happen, but it always does. I have total confidence in that.
Andy Friedlander is principal broker at Colliers International, which handled the Hopper Gallery sale. It sold to two co-creators of the new Arts and Letters building. Wei Fong had a book and coffee shop and was a principal in the Kaka'ako Agora, a radically repurposed warehouse offering installations, pachakucha in their early days, just adventuresome uses of space there on Cook Street. Miley Meyer had Two Eyes Gallery and SPF Projects. Since then, Wei has stayed in development, moving to affordable and into the policy arena. Miley has pressed on with Namea, Native Books, that's her baby. And Miley says that this partnership now is a rare one.
Peggy manifested us, that's what I think, because she's had the building for so long and she's really kept it in a place where it welcomed in creative energy, her own and community. So I just am grateful. Wei and I have worked together on Oahu Street in Kaka'ako. How long ago has it been now, Wei?
2015, 2014 maybe.
Wei had R&D, which was a fantastic art bookstore, coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had Two Eye right next door and we punched a hole between the two buildings. And it was a building that was going to be torn down when Salt was built. It was just a great experiment in being part of a growing community.
You two created essential hubs in Kaka'ako, where uniquely Hawaii creatives had a scene. It took root. Do you think there'll be some cheaper rents creating opportunities ahead?
Anecdotally, I mean, you've probably heard too that there's certainly lots of small businesses that are closing or considering closing for now, but there's others that are sort of waiting for the fire sale to happen when they can jump in because they have you know, been keeping or amassing some resources or have an idea that they're ready to execute on and where they're just waiting for real estate prices to come down a little bit. But that market timing is very hard to do. You know, it's very hard to do. As you know, we have a lot of commercial real estate in this town that's owned by REITs or other national corporations that have investors from all over the world, and they may or may not have the ability or the will to want to negotiate. I think a lot of our friends who have small businesses have experienced really varying degrees of that during the pandemic as they're trying to see if they can renegotiate or get deferrals or work out a deal. So it's just really hard to say if that fire sale is going to happen, if there are going to be good deals out there.
And Alpuni space, is that continuing as is, really?
It is. It's going to continue to be a collaboration more purposefully with Trade Airs and Tropic Additions. So it's a good thing to have a space there that is working as a kind of creative muscle down in Kaka'ako. It's fluid, it's emerging artists. It's just a really good place to gather. And it's kind of a echo of what was happening when Wei and I were both down on Oahu. It's going to stay put until they kick everybody out from that block and start redeveloping it probably in 3 to 5 years.
And Namea and the Kipuka there, how are they doing now? They're in Ward Center, right?
We are, like everyone else, closed for walk-in retail, but do have a strong online presence. Kipuka is very heavily into Hala, and Hala will also migrate down to our arts and letters because there's a lot of downtime. And so working with our hands and just doing things there as part of some of the programming, you know, we hope to combine. There's a lot in flux, as everyone knows right now, but we're carrying on for our post-COVID vision of vibrancy, connectivity, hotspot for culture, commerce, and politics is how Kawaiwai Mahina is so eloquent, and she really considers Nu'uanu Ma, the whole area of Nu'uanu, as a catalytic center for creativity, innovation, and collaboration, you know?
Knowing what you did with programming at the Kaka'ako Agora, it's pretty exciting to have you involved in another space, Wei.
Thank you. Yeah, it is going to be exciting to sort of flex that part of my brain again.
I'm thrilled to kind of be part of a slight reinvigoration of Nu'uanu Avenue, because there's some wonderful people that are coming into the neighborhood. When the pandemic's over, it's going to feel like there's some action on the street, which is exciting for all of us.
Art strategists Miley Meyer and Wei Fong are co-creators of the new Arts and Letters building at 1164 Nu'uanu. Miley referred to more excitement coming to Chinatown. Sandy Pohl of Lewis Pohl Gallery is at the center of that. Lewis Pohl is the only surviving gallery from Chinatown's heyday in the early 2000s. Now, Sandy Pohl says, the COVID pandemic is managing to open possibilities amidst the decimation.
It's a previous lockdown, the 3 months that we had, that really, it eats at you. It was grim. Yeah, it was horrible.
What happened? How did this whole Downtown Arts Center thing get to happen?
We've been working on it for a long, long time.
It never has been able to happen for a long, long time.
Yeah, but you know what? So we got this $75,000 from the state. If we don't spend it, we have to give it back to them. So we went to the city and said, hey, last chance. So they worked a deal with us.
What was the deadline of returning the money to the state?
At that point, it was June 30th.
Of this year?
Yeah. So what would happen is we got an extension to spend the money because we have this space that we're going to create and have classes and do all the things that everybody ever wanted for the last 20 years. This actually is kind of like a dream that, well, Lewis had this dream. Bob Mitkiff did, Andy Friedlander did, because he started, he gave the opportunity Arts at Marks, right? So 20 years, this isn't a 20-year thing in the making. He's jumping on somebody else's dream and making it happen. Why do you laugh?
I don't know, it seems so unlikely 9 months ago.
Yeah, I remember that. And I was, December 31st, I was like, we're giving this up. We're not doing this. There is no way. I mean, isn't that amazing? That space was vacant for 4 years. So with COVID and the economy the way it was, it will probably be vacant for another 4 years, if not 10, because nobody's going to start opening businesses anytime soon. So we're taking a chance. The city's giving us this chance, this opportunity. It's like when I was going to grad school, they said, never let a crisis go to waste. This is taking an opportunity that out of disaster. So it's really, Chinatown is really a disaster right now. There are more, every week I go to work and I find there's one or two more stores going to close. It's really sad. Nobody knows what to do. But what an opportunity if the city sponsored Open Streets and they did a Discover Art thing where we have 6 different venues to, for people to look at, maybe even have some activity on the street that's art related. I don't know. So I thought we could do it on second Saturdays in the afternoon. But, you know, we make it up as we go. Uh-huh. One thing about, we're so clever. We're so ingenious. We can make things happen on a dime if we so chose. I talked to Hawaii Theater and Arts and Marks, and they liked the idea of doing second Saturday. Yeah, so it might happen.
Hawaii Theater has nothing to lose, you know what I mean?
None of us have anything to lose. That's the thing about it. It's about generating an idea, a fun idea that people can get behind and say, oh, I gotta check this out. That's how First Friday started. First Friday started with 5 galleries having their open house on First Friday. Doing something is better than doing nothing, because when you do nothing, I can stay in bed all day on Sunday, because it's like, it's too hard to get up. It's too hard to even think about what to do next. But this gives me something I can get excited about. And when we talk about it to other people, people get excited about the idea of doing something small, like going in to volunteer and paint walls, because that's the kind of labor we're using. We're using volunteers to make this happen. Everybody can get involved. It's kind of really cool.
Unsinkable arts advocate, Sandy Poole. Check the Downtown Arts Center website for events and if you'd like to get involved. They're planning to open with a statewide exhibition by Hawaii Craftsmen in late October. That organization is one of the most experienced and cohesive in the state. Hawaii Craftsmen shows adventuresome works of the highest quality. Entries are welcome through October 5th. And as far as the Arts and Letters Building, programming there could begin in the fall. If you look right across the street, the Arts at Marks hopes to open with a new show later this month. Right around the corner, Hawaii Theater has recently partnered with the Hawaii Symphony. The HSO returns to HBR2 Tuesday, September 8th, 8 p.m. with the Halekulani Masterworks Series. Concertmaster Iggy Jang and Executive Director David Moss will chat live from the Hawaii Theater stage beforehand. That's next Tuesday. And in other Chinatown news, the mighty Union Hui is proceeding with building permit approvals and historic preservation nomination filing for the WOFAT renewal.